I can only speak personally, and from our perspective in terms of the recruitment process here, what we've done is first and foremost, of course, you judge the player before they come in the building on their, if you like, ability, their strengths and their weaknesses. But then secondly, but probably more important, what they like as a person. How do they conduct themselves? How professional are they? What's their family situation? What's imperative is that we all have different drivers in our lives, don't we? We all have reasons that we go to work. We all have reasons that we want to be successful, and it's trying to tap into that. And actually, I think more than anything is getting to know the person. So yeah, there's a lot of conversations that we have with people in the game, some of those out of the game that know the players that we're interested in, because the personality and the dynamic of the group of players that we've got is so important to me. We've got a group that are together, and therefore I think it's vitally important that we get the right person first and foremost. And if the right person is the right footballer, then great. But what we haven't done and what we won't do is sign the wrong person, because the dynamic of the group is so important to me. And I think that having been in changing rooms since the age of 16, understanding how important that is, because we know that all of our players are very talented. We understand that. And then I think what you're looking for is what can give us an edge. And I think the team spirit and the way the players interact with each other and the friendships and the bonds that they create with each other, I think that gives you a better chance of being successful.
So there's more to recruitment and indeed more to management than a tactics board and things like that. I
That's
think
the
maybe,
easy part.
well, I'll take your word for it, but I think sometimes we can be conditioned a little bit into thinking you replace player X with player Y and they just plug in like a replacement part for a for something technical. Maybe we've all played football manager games or whatever it is, but actually there's rather more to it than that.
It's the personalities of the
Sure.
group. What you don't want is you don't want everybody to be the same, but you want there to be a certain amount of conflict every single day in terms of people and their personalities and their thoughts. But we've all got the same common goal, and the players are slowly starting to understand that. It takes time for me to get to know them, each and every one of them, but it also takes time for them to get to know me, because my personality will be different to some other coaches that they've played for. But I think it's just imperative that the players understand that, what we've tried to do here is get a group of men together that complement each other on the pitch, and that there are different personalities in the dressing room, because they need to drive it. So of course you need your drivers in there. But I think the days are gone where you expect only senior players to do that. In my opinion, I expect all the players to do that, regardless of their age, regardless of their status. And it doesn't always mean that you're vocal. You can drive a lot of things purely and simply with the way that you perform every day, your professionalism in the building, turning up on time, those types of things, setting standards. And that does take time. But what I will say is that I'm extremely happy with the group of men that are at the football club.